I'm at this party, and, it's probably the first party I've been to in a really long time, and, I'm only really here because I heard that you were gonna be there, and I was looking forward to meeting you. I sound like a dork, but I mean, of course, I'd never tell you this, right? This is going through my head as I'm sitting here, and, well, everyone's kind of talking and drinking, and I guess everyone else is having a good time, but, I don't really know anyone here. I've only ever talked to you once. Well, in passing, really. And I thought you were interesting, and I was curious, so here I am. And you're really sweet. You're like one of the only people here that's actually talking to me. And I think you're really cute, and I can't stop looking at you. And your cheeks are a bit flushed because you've been drinking, and it's really cute. And you're so much taller than, well, everyone's taller than me, but you're so much taller than me. It's kind of hot. And we're playing a board game. We're, well, everyone else is kind of ignoring me, even though I'm playing too, but I don't know, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside that you're acknowledging me as we're playing this game, and you're actually having a conversation, and you're telling me about yourself, and asking me things, and it's really sweet, and I'm, I'm really sick of this board game. it's really long. I just want to sit next to you and get to know you a bit better. So it looks like other people are a little bit too tipsy to continue playing anyway. So we move over to the couch and we're talking, and you tell me that you like my outfit. Because I'm wearing a black mini skirt with black boots and a black top and black choker, and I've got on black nail polish. I'm a little goth girl. And you would never say that if you were sober to me, I don't think, but I tell you that I like your hair. You tell me that you like mine. And suddenly, the crowd wants to play Spin the Bottle, but it's Spin the Bottle and it's Truth or Dare, so I'm really looking forward to this because I'm really feeling like a total slut. So I hope that I get dared to do the most tantalizing things to get you going. And so, well, we're playing, and a few people are, you know, doing dares, picking truth and whatever, and it's all quite boring, and someone dared someone else to go home. I thought that was pretty funny, and you laughed at it too. And you were joking about how they weren't actually going to leave. And it's your turn. And, well, you spin the bottle. And, of course, it lands on me. And you tell me truth or dare, and I look at you. And I smirk and I say, dare, of course. And you say that you dare me to do whatever I want. This is a perfect dare, really, because, well, I'll tell you a little secret. As I sit on your lap, and I put my lips close to your ear, and I tell you, as I take your hand and slide it up my skirt, I tell you, I'm not wearing any panties. Take your fingers, and you feel how wet I am. And your friends are a bit surprised, and they're jeering a little bit. I don't really care. I tell you to finger me. You slip your finger into my tight, wet little pussy, and I take your other hand, and I put it over my breast. Start kissing your neck. Oh God. Nibble your ear as I'm dripping all over your fingers. I don't care that everyone's watching. I want them to. Someone tells you that they dare you to strip. You slide your finger out of my pussy and it's glistening in my juices, and you wipe it on my thighs. And then you take off your pants, and I'm watching you and looking at you hungrily. Take off your shirt. Damn, you look really good. People are whistling. You take off your underwear and your huge stiff cock comes springing out. Instantly I get on my knees. I wrap my lips around your cock. God, I love the way you taste. I love your cock. I know we just met, but I think I really like you. Some of the girls are calling me a slut. And I make eye contact with them while I'm sucking your cock, and I just smile with my mouth full of dick. That's right. I am a little slut. I tap your cock on my cheek. I wait. I look up at you and I tell you, will you fuck me in front of all these people? You have this stupid grin on your face and you nod. So I bend over for you. My dripping little pussy sliding up and down your cock and let you tease my clit. Oh, yeah. And then you lift my mini skirt up and you grab my ass. You slip that big fat cock between my lips. I love it. God, I love it. Wanted to do this, haven't you? You wanted to fuck a cute little slut in front of all your friends. Oh, you feel so good. I'm moaning in public. You're grabbing me, pulling my hair, fucking my little pussy. Everyone can see how much I love it. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I think all the girls are a little bit jealous. Oh, they're calling me a whore. Oh, yeah, that's right, I am, but I'm the one getting fucked by your big cock right now. Oh, shit. My cum starts dripping down my leg. Kind of embarrassing, but I don't mind. Yeah, fuck me. Oh God, I want more. So I slide off your cock and I lead you to a wall and I lean against it and I look up at you. Grab you, wrap my hands around your hips, and I guide you into me. Of course, everyone follows us because they want to watch. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, it feels so good. You can get even deeper from front. You're grabbing my hips and lifting my shirt. Oh, everyone's gonna see my titties. Oh, I don't mind, they're kind of big, so. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I just realized. You're not wearing a condom. It's okay, just keep fucking me, I don't care. I'm a slut after all, right? Oh, God. Yeah, keep fucking me. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We want you to show everyone what a stud you are. Oh, God. Are you gonna make me come again? Yeah. Oh my God, you feel so good. I need to pull my hair, pin me against this wall, and fuck my pussy. Yeah, fuck me, I can take it. Yeah, that's it. Let me take all of that big dick. Oh, sure. show everyone how deep my pussy is. A blanket over us, so I guess I should probably wash my face.